Yo, what's happening, man? Peace and black power. Man, I told y'all, man, we back, man. We back. So I'm going to let y'all in again. Picking up my daughter. Y'all know the name, Shabaka Ramahat. Streets is talking. You feel me? Today, I'm going to talk about health. Talk about health in the black community. Something that's rarely talked about, but yeah, you know, we're looked upon as prey. So, you know, and not only prey, man, we're basically killing ourselves off. And I'm not talking about far as violently or things of that nature, even though that's what we do too. But, you know, I'm talking about health-wise. You feel me? So, you know, health-wise, we in the black community are just now really, you know, learning how to eat right. But it came with a consequence. You know, the consequence came with all type of diseases that came along with that. And I really do look at, you know, some of the numbers that I've seen as far as looking at one disease we know that is a killer amongst a killer and an amp, and it takes limbs from you, is diabetes or whatnot. You know, we know that in the black community, diabetes is running rampant. And I'm going to talk about diabetes because diabetes is kind of like one of the things that's touching dear on me or whatnot. I'm waiting for my daughter at the same time. So, you know, this should be a little bit interesting. But, hey, like I said, man, this Apple Orchard News podcast, man, the streets are talking. One of the things that the streets is talking about right now, man, is the health. You know, everybody's, you know, starting to convert over to a new health. We had... check that one out. We had guys, you know, elders or whatnot that hit the community hard, and then, you know, they hit the black community hard, and then, but at the same time when they hit the black community hard, it was kind of too late because you had the older generation, you know, folks that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and even sometimes in their 80s if they still around, who been living with diabetes. And then you had their parents before them who may have been living with diabetes and not even known they were living with diabetes, and by the time that they found out that they had diabetes or whatnot, it was too late. Things started shutting down on them. You know, their kidneys started shutting down. You know, they start losing limbs on their bodies because poor circulation to their feet, hands, and arms, and things of that nature. So, and then not only that, you know, being educated about diabetes is one of the things that black folks really weren't given. They weren't given a proper education. They really weren't given a proper education. And we're going to get into a little bit of this thing called race. As we know, ethnic groups of people, black, white, and abroad, all the way around. We're going to get into a little bit of that. You know why? Because it counts. It matters. Not only does it count or does it matter, it's a big deal. Because we have to look at the historicity of the people who are right here in America, who live in America. Because when you talk about fighting diabetes, America is probably the number one country for diabetes. I believe America is probably the number one country for diabetes. Why do I say that? Because every other country lives and eats healthy. Every other country lives on a diet. I truly do believe this. I mean, don't get me wrong. You do have some other countries that are out there that, you know, have cases of diabetics and having diabetes, but they're not as high as I believe as the United States. I'm sorry for the pause in between or whatnot. Got a little wind gust going on out here, and it kind of hit me up under the tire or whatnot. It shook me a little something. But at the same time, as we're talking about, as far as this thing with diabetes and being educated in the Black community, and the Black community not being educated enough about diabetes, but yet there were a couple men or some people who who put the information out there that got a lot of Black people to start looking differently at their health. But again, like I said, by that time, a lot of it was a little bit too late. Why was it too late? Because then you started having the shutdown of some of the organs in your body that you need to function or whatnot. If not that, you started losing some limbs. And I'll be one of the first ones to tell you that diabetes has taken a limb from me. So, diabetes is a little bit, it's a little bit touching. It is a little bit dear on my heart. And I do talk about it, and I want to talk about it. And I want the Black community to get a little bit more educated about it. And this is one of the things that I learned about diabetes. Yes, you can be born with diabetes, but that's not an hereditary gene in Black people. It's not. Now, coming from the white man and the white woman and things of that nature and other ethnic groups, yes, diabetes, they're born with it. They're born with it. But let's go back to the education part, because I don't want to dip and dab and getting into making folks think that I can be racist or whatnot. So I don't want that to jump out and come at y'all. But let's get back to the being, educated about the health part, about, your health. One, your health, because your health is what basically starts off anything as far as disease-wise. But diabetes is one of those diseases that comes from the things that we eat. No one's talking about these things, really. Far as the sugar content, the carbohydrate content or whatnot that Black people take in and things of that nature, the things that Black people cook with, the type of foods that Black people eat, these things take into consideration, because we look at tradition for the Black man, the Black woman, tradition that we have took on that has caused this throughout the years. I'm talking about the Thanksgivings, the Christmases, the Easters. These things, as Black people, we took on from white folks. And not only did we take on from white folks, at a time when we were just getting scraps. This is why you have the chitlin eaters. This is why you have the hog mog eaters. This is why you got people throwing fatbacks in their greens. Big hunk bacon in their greens. I mean, don't get me wrong. Greens are a great, healthy food, a good food. But you're killing it when you're throwing the pork in there. When you're throwing the disgusting parts of the pork in there at that. So I'm talking about now eating these things, eating lard, cooking with lard. This is throughout the years, cooking with lard, eating shit we ain't had no business eating, sugar. Eating sugars and all these type of things. Chemicalized sugars, not that stuff that, that we were eating when I tell you what. Plantations, sugar plantations, things of that nature. Sugar plantations. Sugar cane. Natural. It was natural. You could chew on that. You could chew on the sugar cane. See, and we'll get to the education part, and we're going to stay on the education part, because this is what I'm talking about. We're talking about the education part. This is what we don't understand and we don't know as Black people, and why Black people, we inherited all these diseases or whatnot. So let's continue with the eating part. Eating. Look at the things that Black folks were eating during that time. We were eating scraps. You were eating cornmeal. Cornmeal. We eat dressing, cornmeal. And they talk about the baddest dressing that they can make. Oh, man, I made the baddest dressing. Don't get me wrong. I like dressing, But my body can't digest the dressing no more. And Black folks, our bodies were not designed to digest corn. Come on now. You know, our bodies weren't designed to digest a white potato at that. And we got mashed potatoes slapped across the damn dinner table for Thanksgiving. Not only that, we go to the restaurant, we get fries. We get them, everything dipped in grease, dropped in grease. Black folks, we fund America. We keep America circulating. We keep America circulating. And remember what I told you. I told you that white folks, I believe white folks, Chinese, Mexicans, I'm not going to even say the Chinese because I believe the Chinese have a strict, healthy diet. But let's go into these other ethnic groups. These people are born with it. And they get the education about how to defend diabetes because you can give them medicine and they can eat whatever they want to eat. But for them, their sugar drops so low that if it drops, you can go into a diabetic coma. Can we stop at Speedway? Yeah, we can stop at Speedway. That's my daughter, everybody. She's whispering. But we have to understand that if we do not get a better grip on how we're living and what we're slamming down our mouth, we're going to continue to kill ourselves off. We're killing our own self. We're killing our own self. These fast food restaurants don't give a damn about us. McDonald's then probably killed more black people than I don't know what. Shit. Because black folks going to go get that Big Mac. They're going to get that large order of fry. And they damn sure going to get that Pepsi or that Coke. They going to kill themselves. But for what? Just because they don't know how to eat. Because it's what they're accustomed to eating. You know, just going through the cycle. You know, I know I've jumped around and from place to place, but I started at a place to where you have to understand. If you don't bring the diet and you force feed a group of people to eat to survive, but the shit that they eating can cause harm to their body or throughout the years, You get bad eating and poor habits to where you're developing diseases. You're developing these diseases and your babies are developing these diseases. How do we wake up? You said stop at Speedway? Mm-hmm. All right. How do we wake up? How do we wake up? How do we say enough is enough? I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe or this bullshit. Enough is enough. Now, let's go to the medicine part. Let's go to the medicine part. And we're going to mix it all in together. Let's mix it all in together. Because, you know, what do these doctors really, really tell their black patients? Huh? What do these doctors really tell their black patients about diabetes? Do they sit there and properly educate them about diabetes? Or do they just tell them, look, keep your blood sugar under this, do this, come back in 3 months, check your A1C, and we'll go from there. And on top of that, continue to push medicine in them, insulin. Insulin. Let's talk about how insulin is killing your body. Your kidneys are supposed to produce its own insulin. But when your kidneys can't produce its own insulin or whatnot, they'll start to shut down on you. But you have to have a nice sugar intake and some carbs or whatnot to do this. But if you're overdoing it and you're making your kidney pump, 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 you know what I'm saying? Then you could cause an irrational, cause some shit to happen. Put it like that. Believe me, I know. I done caused some shit to happen. And so now you got to use artificial, you got to use something artificial, a man-made drug to help your kidneys function right, or to pump enough insulin through your body for your kidneys to function right. Now let's just say if you use too much insulin, it can kill you. Especially if you don't know how your body is going to react to this insulin, this medicine. You know, if you don't use enough, it can kill you. You know, that's the scary part. And you know where they're testing this insulin at to see if it works on human beings? This goofy dude just hit his brakes and turned extremely slow. Oh, this motherfucker 95 years old. Oh my goodness. This dude 95 years old. He damn near caused a whole accident. And he a Chinaman. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. This dude probably got an ancient tail right now.
You want somebody to
die? Bring me a Gatorade.
Anytime?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Can I get chocolate?
No, zero.
No, you got one right here.
That ain't it. Use this one right here.
Like the power range you got at home, the zero.
Yeah. Powerade zero. That's a shout out to your Powerade right there, zero. So, I'm looking for a little chisel. Anybody that work for Powerade, come on, I'll promote you all day long. Powerade. So, yo, but going back to this thing, man, with the diabetes or whatnot, not being educated enough about it, man. You know, how do you get educated enough about something that, you know, that was never meant for your body to have? And then, again, like I said, for the doctors, are the doctors really educating you? Are they sending you home with the proper information? Or are they waiting for you to hit the emergency room every rip in the emergency room and they you know, admit you into the hospital? And then, you know, the hospital personnel comes and give you all the information, you know? Is that it, basically, you know, how they're educating black people? Especially black people who they feel or they just put their projections upon. And we're projected all the time. All the time. So I'm, you know, I just want y'all to know, man, that, you know, your health is your wealth. And Apple Orchard News podcast is going to get it out there to you. We're going to talk about health every chance we get. We're going to talk about some type of disease in the black community that's harming us every week. We're going to get it out. We're going to get it out. Today is what, Wednesday? We'll talk about it every Wednesday. We'll make sure we, you know, dedicate, you know, a segment to health, especially health in the black community. You know, that's what we're failing at. We're failing with our health. And if we can love ourselves, we can start loving one another again. And I do put it on a lot of these white doctors. I do. How many of them really do truly care for their patients? Or is it just they get the money, give you some insulin, up your insulin, give you some more pills? Because when diabetes hits you, like I said, when diabetes hits you, a lot of other things hit you. They talk about your cholesterol. Then you have to fight your cholesterol and get your cholesterol down. Then not only you have to get your cholesterol down, you know what I'm saying? You might have heart problems. You know what I mean? So then after your cholesterol, your blood pressure might be going up. So now you got high blood pressure because of all the stuff you've been eating. Now you got high cholesterol because everything that you've been eating. Now your sugars are still running high because you don't know how to properly eat. then, you know, you're catching things like diabetic gastroparesis, diabetic ketoacidosis. You know, you're catching everything, every disease that has to do with diabetes. And then when you fight to probably get your blood sugars at a certain level, now you have to fight what diabetes has caused to other parts of your body. So now you have to fight that. Now you still have to fight the high blood pressure. You still have to fight the high cholesterol. You see, while all containing and pertaining to your blood sugars, the things that you intake in your body, what are you eating? So let's get it right, man. Let's get it right, black man, black woman. You know, let's get it right. It's your man Shabaka Ramahat coming at you by way of Apple Orchard News Podcast, straight off of Anchor. I just want to holler at yo, Anchor, that's what's happening, man. Thank you for the platform. That's what's up. So, you know, we gonna get it in. You know, we gonna have some other topics that come around. We gonna have some other things that come around or whatnot, and it's gonna go down. So, you know, like I said, man, I be bringing them topics that's gonna poke you in the eye, that's gonna make you feel a certain way, that's gonna make you want to respond to what I'm saying, because I talk about everything from politics to racism to race, you know, education, health, you know, all pertaining, you know, to the black man and the black woman, and how we keep up with ourselves and what we're doing with ourselves and how we're building our community, or if we're not building our community, are we still destroying one another? And if we're still destroying one another, we're still doing it, keeping up this, you know, charade about, you know, we're enemies to each other, then, you know, we're gonna not be able to do what it is that they say we can't do. And that's unite. Be one. And again, we're going to talk about Christianity, because that's one of the things that kills me about you Christians. Especially you black Christians. Black Christians. White Christians, I understand. I really do understand. But y'all black folks don't understand about these white Christians. Y'all love, like the Bible says, y'all love them like they're y'all brothers, and they don't love y'all. Oh, my goodness. But that's for another show. And we definitely will get on religion and the religious topics. So we're going to get on spirituality. We're going to get on religion. We are going to have some things that make you say, well, this dude, who is this dude, Shabaka Rama? What is Apple Orchard News, huh? So, yo. Again, it's your man, Shabaka Ramahat. This is Apple Orchard News Podcast by way of, you know it. So, we out, man. Peace. Peace and black power.